You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, a guy who freeze-dries his, he freeze-dries animals after they've expired. That's his business. So if you're thinking of a great way to memorialize your animal, that's on the way right here on Animal Radio. Hi, Danielle. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. But my dog, not so good.
Oh, what's up?
Well, she is a 10-month Chihuahua Terrier mix. She's one of those little small dogs, about 5 pounds. And every once in a while when I see her outside, she'll be eating her own poop.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, she actually is one of 3 dogs. The other dogs are also mutts. So okay. We just have 3 dogs. They all poop in the same yard. I'm doing what I can, but I don't want her to eat poop because she sleeps with me.
yes. And you don't want to, and not only for the gross factor and, you know, having to smell that breath, but for dogs that ingest feces, they have a higher rate of acquiring parasites and, you know, having just digestive upset in general. So it's definitely not a habit we want to, you know, have going on. Now, do they have access to go outside, like through a doggy door through the day or?
I live in a house where there's a room downstairs where that's where my bedroom is, and there's a sliding glass door to the backyard. So usually I work from home, and I keep the door open, so she runs in and out throughout the day.
Well, the bottom line is that this is actually a perfectly normal behavior. It may not be acceptable, but it is normal. So dogs do this. It's kind of an instinctual thing, and if we look at like how dogs are raised, their mama dog actually cleans their backside and actually stimulates them to go to the bathroom. So she actually ingests their waste. So this is somewhat a kind of a cleanup mechanism they have. And then also it just becomes kind of a wacky, fun habit for some dogs. The challenge is recognizing it is an instinct and it's going to happen if we allow it to happen through access. So one big problem that I have with your current setup is that there's no supervision. So if she's allowed to go and do things out back at will, you have no ability to correct her for that behavior. So taking her outside to do her potty needs and to pair that with a positive reinforcement, praising her, giving her a treat, and then walking back into the house. That actually it helps with a couple things. One, you know where she's doing her business and you can praise her for that. You can control her so she doesn't get back into that. You accompany that with picking up the poo in the yard so she doesn't have the opportunity again the next time you go out and to snarf up a turd that quickly. Because trust me, they will. They'll walk by, and I've seen it happen where it's just like a vacuum cleaner and the turd is gone before you know it. So you really have to take control of her bathroom visits, and you can't leave a doggy door open or leave them unattended in the backyard because she's going to go right back for it. Okay. So the other things that we can try to do is that we want to make sure that if you do catch her in the act, we don't discipline her. We don't yell at her. We don't chase her trying to pull the poop out of her mouth, because that actually makes it more fun and becomes part of the game where mom's now going to chase me when I get to my poopy. And so you want to have an alternative thing you can do at that time. So I like to use the squeaky toy distraction. So you're outside, you're out, whether you have her on her leash or what have you, she starts to go for the poop. Instead of yelling at her, you say, "Oh, look at me, squeak, squeak, squeak," and you go run in the other direction. In a puppy of her age, that's way more fun than eating a turd. So you have to make something else more attractive. Trying to pry the turd out of her mouth and yelling at her, chasing her, all of those things are very counterproductive. So don't let yourself do that.
Okay.
And then there are some over-the-counter remedies you can try. There's Deter tablets, Forbid powder. Some people just use Edolph's meat tenderizer and sprinkle that on the pet's food.
Really?
And what all of those things do, it's basically MSG and some enzymes in the meat tenderizer. But what they do is they make the dog's poop taste bad, which is great. You'd think that poop tastes bad anyways, but and of course they have to be ingesting their own feces, so whoever you're treating in their food would be whose poop they're eating. But that can help for some dogs, but it is not the sole cure. And I have a lot of people that say they use these things, but that's all they do. And it will fail if that's all you do. But if you use it in conjunction with more of a training program like this, then it can help.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. You've been very helpful.
Good luck with that. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by my toe. My mother said, pick this line. How about this? Patrick. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What can we do for you?
Well, I have this dog. She's 4 years old, about 4 years, 3 months old. I've had her for 4 years. And I drive a truck for a living, so we spend a lot of time in a semi-truck, which she does really well. But when we go home and in my car, she's just a spastic. I'm afraid she's going to have a puppy stroke one of these days.
Do you get in the car with her, just like you do the truck?
Oh, yeah. Like if we go, you know, she always wants to get in a car. But once that car gets to moving, she's just running back and forth, crying and whining and screaming and just... It's frightening.
How big is your dog? What kind of dog you got?
She's a Schnauzer and Yorkie mix, about 21, 22 pounds.
You know, it's really, really cool. My suggestion for you really quick is just to put a crate in there. Put your dog in a crate in the car.
Okay.
If you want to do it really quickly, and then just take off and see what she does. If she acts all calm in the crate, you're good to go. If she gets all crazy in the crate, don't talk to her, don't look at her, don't pay any attention. Only give her attention when she's quiet. And if she does go crazy in the crate, then what you want to do to teach her to ride in cars is, again, keep your car parked in the driveway and sit in the car with your dog. Don't even move the car. Just sit in,
right,
in the car. And when the dog mellows out, you tell her, good dog. And then you start the car and you sit in the driveway. And when the dog mellows out, you tell her, good dog. And then you take a trip around the block and you progress it from there. But put a crate in the car, anchor the crate so the crate can't move. I bet you she'll be really cool inside the crate and calm and confident in the crate.
Well, that's a great idea. I could put that crate on the back of the Harley too then, right?
This is Animal Radio.